Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Time is running out for Congress to pass a COVID-19 relief bill before the end of the year. This week, the Democratic-led House and the Republican-led Senate are expected to approve a one-week stopgap federal funding bill that would allow more time to negotiate a broader spending plan, which could include around $900 billion in coronavirus relief. But the two branches are still at odds over the specifics in that relief package. For more on this, we're joined this morning by Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who sits on the House Appropriations Committee. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Good to be with you.
Let me ask, as the newly elected Assistant Speaker of the House, you obviously have a close look at these talks that are going on. What are the continuing hang-ups between the House and the Senate over this bill?
Well, we are continuing to see Mitch McConnell choose corporations and shielding them from liability over relieving the suffering of the American people. We have 1 in 8 Americans who are going to bed hungry. 40 million are facing homelessness. We have 15 million cases of the coronavirus and 15 million people who are out of work because of it. In the face of this devastation, we are hung up on how long and how broadly we would shield corporations from liability. It is just a callous disregard for the American people and what they are going through. We cannot do too much for them or do it too fast.
For you personally, what needs to be the biggest priority in this bill?
First, we have to make sure that we are extending key life-saving benefits that are going to expire at the end of this month. Unemployment benefits, student loan forbearance, eviction moratorium. We have to make sure that we are getting money to our state and local partners so they can be ready for vaccine distribution, that they can keep these vital essential workers on the payroll serving our communities. And we have to be able to feed hungry Americans.
Let me come back to McConnell for a second, the Senate Republican leader, because he says that you on the Democratic side are pushing all or nothing tactics. And he says that that is going to kill the bill.
Well, I'm not quite sure what he means, but Mitch McConnell, I am sure, is getting the same calls that I am getting from constituents. Fear about never being able to reopen their small businesses. Looking for those direct payments again, which Mitch McConnell absolutely refuses to put forward.
But is some compromise necessary here in order to get this done to help protect Americans and perhaps give corporations some of the cover that they think they need? Does it mean less aid than Democrats might want, at least in the short term?
Well, you've seen Democrats coming to the table. While we keep coming down in our number, Mitch McConnell also keeps going down. This isn't haggling over buying a used car. This is about delivering for the American people. And while we are willing to take a smaller package because we see this as a bridge to a compassionate administration who is going to return to science and prioritizing the American people and finding solutions for them. There is a point where we have to make sure that we are not leaving the American people behind in an effort just to protect corporations. So we're going to remain at the table. We have been compromising throughout this process, but we can't negotiate alone. We need a partner in Mitch McConnell.
You know, I have to ask, President-elect Biden has said he hopes that Congress will pass a compromise. But given what you said, I'm wondering if you're thinking chances of a compromise are not very high at this point.
I think that we will get there. I think that the needs of the American people are going to win the day.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Be well.